Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to HIL Limited conference call on business perspective on current situation in Europe. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the call hosted by HIL Limited's management to discuss the business perspectives on the current situation in Europe. Joining us today will be Mr. Dhirup Roy Chaudhary, Managing Director and CEO of the company, Mr. Saikat Mukhopadhyay, CFO, and Mr. Ajay Kapadia, Vice President, Finance and Accounts. The call will commence with remarks from Mr. Roy Chaudhary on the industry and business perspectives around Tarlok's operations. Before we begin, I wish to share that some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and details in this regard are available on the invite, which was posted to the stock exchange website. I shall now call upon Dhirup to present his views. Over to you, Dhirup.
Thanks, Siddharth. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining this call today, which I am conducting from Germany. We will share the update on the dynamics of various businesses in India and Europe, more on Europe. The world, and especially Europe, is witnessing severe volatility owing to the geopolitical developments in Europe, which is having its effect on our businesses too. As a transparent organization, we wanted to come forward and share with you the current situation as we experience in our businesses. By the time we meet to discuss our first half financial performances later this year, I will have additional perspective to place before you. Paradore has been a remarkable acquisition for us and for the broader building materials industry as well. With its premium, diverse portfolio of offerings, the German's best brand flooring solution is renowned both within its core market of Germany and also the world. This is clearly evident in the response we get from customers and trade alike. Revenues have improved healthily since the year we acquired it, from 140 million euro to 178 million euro, and the operating margin has seen a height of 11.3% in FY21. The German-Indian team's seamless integration is a rather short time, coupled with granular level work on customer acquisition, has helped us to draw an aggressive growth target for this business in coming years. While strengthening our market presence in home countries of Germany and Austria, the business caters to several unique markets across European continents, UK, China, North America, and Australia. Customers of Paradore are delighted by quality and design ethos of the portfolio. We have not left any stone unturned in developing an advanced and sustainable range of products that new-age customers have come to demand. Then came the pandemic, and with it the challenges. However, I am also pleased by the tenacity shown by the team behind the operation. They have quite marvelously mapped the business to the upcoming trends of DIY, which graduated into an alternative new channel during the pandemic. Even last year, with the sudden shortage of critical raw materials and sharp increase in price, our teams have dealt quite defiantly and posted a strong quarter four FY22 performance. However, today's challenges are different and far fiercer. The war in Europe's backyard is having real consequence in the rest of the continent. Having muddled a feeble recovery, various sanctions and counter-actions have brought the UK to the brink of an energy crisis. drawing a significant portion of gas from overseas. Industries and consumers are batting down to rationing several contained supplies. In the largest countries like Germany, gas price has risen and the delta is as high as 3x, whereas availability also is a huge constraint. Electricity prices are up 4x given shortage of gas that turns the turbines, and the closure of nuclear plants consequent to paucity of drawable water in major water bodies in the countries have made the problem even worse. As we traverse the autumn period into winter, this clearly are going to be the biggest issue locally in the minds of several. Industries across board are having to operate at elevated cost structures. Chemical prices are very high, whereas HDF prices are still not come down sufficiently enough. We are witnessing a situation where the manufacturers are happy to shut down plants than lowering the prices. On the demand side, the sentiment is genuinely soaring given the high inflation, high cost of everything that the consumers are having to face across EU. In Germany alone, we have seen inflation rise to 8%, whereas the rest of the bloc, it is hovering in double figures. Consumers are sticking to a bare essentials and discretionary spendings are being curbed. Paridor, like any other flooring company, naturally is witnessing all of this. There are practically no footfalls at any DIY stores, nor at the large format stores for flooring. We haven't seen primary stocking in some times to dilute. Solutions are being worked out, and knowing the strong credentials of Germany, we are hopeful to see a respite soon. In a nutshell, this is a wait and watch situation in the market. The federal government in Germany has advised manufacturing companies to use less power and gas by curbing their operations and by opting for short-time work basis. To give some instances, many of the large HDF manufacturers in Germany have announced temporary shutdown of their plant. Even flooring companies are going for part shutdown to tide through these times. We have heard yesterday one of the major automobile company who had just now set up a plant in Germany also deciding to close down. Q2 is shaping up to be significantly challenged quarter for Paridor as well. Since we last connected on this platform, we have redoubled efforts to bring parity to this situation. I want to be upfront and share these with all of you. This will be an uphill task as we navigate the challenges excavating by the geopolitics, but listing down some of the measures that we are taking in Paridor, I want to bring peace to your mind. Our teams have reviewed cost item-wise and proposed zero-based cost forecast plan for Q3 and Q4. We are targeting substantial reduction in material cost by norms which were unheard of in a mission mode basis. Modular flooring is still the most profitable product for us. Hence, by topmost level connect between our Far East supplier and us, we are on the way to continue exclusivity of raw material despite having severe shortfall in agreed volumes for the calendar year. We are stepping up efforts to obtain additional volumes from greener pastures, which are less affected by the crisis, to make up for the business loss in existing territories. At the offices and at the plants, we plan to make use of wood chips for heating during winters. We have seized new hires at the moment and are closely monitoring all cost elements on war footing. HIL Six Sigma specialists from India have already landed in Germany and are focusing on optimizing inventory and operational cost. Paridor is a core part of our strategy, and we shall pursue all initiatives with both a long-term and near-term alignments to our growth objectives while sustaining it to sail through these transient challenging times. I also want to take this opportunity to convey some context on the Indian operation. Q2 is normally the weakest quarter for India. We are seeing fiber price increase, and these together with higher ocean freights are impacting margins in roofing business when compared to last year. We are past the crucial high demand quarter, and absorbing all the costs will be poor in the softer seasonal period. In polymer solutions, we still witness considerable softening in PVC resin price. This has translated into negative margins as well as inventory valuations loss even during the quarter. These are transient challenges, and our teams are addressing with a view to optimize the operating levers. However, building solution building is going strong, both in top line and bottom line. We have successfully completed the business acquisition of Blocks business of Fast Build in Orissa. The new boats plant in Orissa has also become operational, and we are well on track to strengthen this business further. I once again state that our company and the management both in India and Europe are extremely proactive and resilient, and will be doing everything to mitigate the present crisis while not losing sight on our 1 billion growth plan. I will be spending inordinate time in Europe for the next couple of months as needed to strengthen our European operations. That brings me to the end of my interim perspective on the current situation of the business, and I would request the moderator to kindly open the forum for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Arun Maroti from Shulabh Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, I am audible?
Yes, Arunji, please tell me.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Nice to meet you once again, sir. My question is with regard to the parallel operation that we can see that the energy crisis in Europe and all the things, but what is that next, I can say that the step to mitigate in a moderate manner that okay, we will not get affected much.
So, Arunji, thank you. You touched on the energy. Let me tell you that this calendar year, towards January, February, I've taken a call to pre-book our energy prices for Parador. So, we consume electricity in our production, and we do not use gas. Our energy cost is 2.5% of revenue. We have already hedged our energy requirement for the whole year to the extent of 60 to 70% and part of next year. We will wait for some more time to take the decision on hedging of energy requirement for balance part of next year. But to that extent, Parador is protected. On the other actions, as I mentioned, while the sales is low, we are trying to look at other opportunities and countries which are less affected. To give you a view, Spain at the moment seems to be less effective. We also see Nordic country who are doing reasonably better than Germany and Central Europe. We are also looking at alternatives to sell more in China and United States. We have sent a team to Middle East to look at opportunities in Middle East to be ramped up at the earliest. And we are also looking at South Africa, but that's too early to be spoken about. So we are catering to the world, and this is our time to really use all the networks that we have developed in the last 2-3 years since the acquisition to spread Parador in different parts of the world, to strengthen ourselves in areas which are less affected by the European crisis and make good of our production capabilities. So that we are doing positively. The second thing we are doing is we are looking at every cost angle in Europe to try and curb it, as I mentioned in my opening statement. We are aggressively working with suppliers to see how we can bring down material cost steeper than the normal. We have also spoken to banks for all supports that we can. The government has already approved for us short-term work, which means if there are days that we do not need production, we can request the workers to be at home, and we pay only 60% of their salaries. So all of the actions that are needed in the short term to mitigate the transient problem, believe me, we are looking at every bit of it.
Thank you, sir. Sir, you told about that the government has given us some scheme that only we need to pay the 60% when the production is not working. So how much days already happen in that cases for the current quarter?
So not much in the current quarter. We have taken these calls in the second half of September, and you would see some reduction in manpower cost in the coming quarter. We are monitoring the production based on the demand scenario and taking holistic view so that the inventories are not raised up unnecessarily. So all of that is a work in progress.
Okay. So by this mean, I can guess that the demand scenario is not so affected.
The demand is affected. The actions that are being taken to mitigate a low demand is what I was talking about.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you, Arun.
Thank you. A request to all the participants. Please restrict to 2 questions per participant. If time permits, please come back in the question for a follow-up question. The next participant is Vedik Sarkar from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Mr. Chaudhary, thank you for the call and update. Appreciate very much. So by way of demand substitution, how much of the opportunity loss in Germany do you think we can recoup from sales to, say, Spain and the Nordic regions? And is it fair to assume that we will be significantly away from break-even for the rest of the financial year as far as Barrow is concerned?
So, Mr. Sarkar, thank you for your question. We are definitely in a bad shape in Q2, but we do not want to be in a bad shape in Q3 and Q4, and therefore all actions towards that is happening. Demands have slowed down to the extent of 20% as I see today, but how do we make up the loss of sales from additional countries are the actions that I talked of. I've personally been to Spain. I've personally been to France, Switzerland, and UK, and my teams are all over the world today trying to track wherever possible for orders. Give me some more time. I think a far better flavor I will be able to present at the quarter end call that we will have once again in November. And believe me, every extraction that we can do from wherever on sales is our attempt, and we will do that.
That's helpful. If I can just squeeze in one more question on the India front. You did mention the fact that ocean freight rates were still high. Anecdotally, we were of the understanding that there was some softening, sequential softening in oceanic freight rates. So is this route specific for us, given that we operate from Latin America to India, or is this a generic trend that you see? Point number one. And point number two, as far as the demand, saliency per se for roofing sheets is concerned in India, how exact is that?
Thank you. Very good question. So yes, you're right, absolutely. Some of the routes, the prices have come down. So for instance, the shipping route between, let's say, Eastern world and Europe has softened a bit. But our Brazil-India route hasn't softened enough, and most of the imports that we do is fibers from Brazil. So that's an area which I referred to where, and whenever I discuss about the costs high, it is with respect to last year. So while it's softening, it is not good enough to compare with last year. That was the point. And fiber also is quite high than last year. And that's the element that is hitting the bottom line when you compare with last year. So that was the element in mind. Now, about the sales, sales in Q2 is the weakest for roofing and for building materials and for pipes. This is a regular affair because construction goes down, rains after the rains, and it again starts picking up from quarter three. Quarter four is a very, very good quarter for HIL, and quarter one is the best quarter for HIL in India. So quarter two, therefore, the sales have definitely come down over quarter one in all sectors. But in building materials, we are doing very well. So, and because of PVC price slide down, that is happening, and actually we have seen almost 50-60% reduction in PVC in the last maybe 5 months. And that's been so steep that the market is waiting for further reduction, and therefore the primary stockings are not happening. There's a weak sentiment in the market, and companies are losing on inventories because they have materials bought at higher price. So all of that is hitting us on the PVC side. I hope I've answered the roofing part. Yes, there is a definite reduction in volumes over quarter one. Hello?
Thank you. So the participant disconnected. We move to the next question. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abakkus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding, so now that we have seen such a surge in the gas prices and the demand is also sort of slowly and steadily coming down, what are the plans in terms of running operations? As in, are we also planning to take some amount of periodic shutdown for a month or so? And secondly, when we say that the demand has already gone down, and then we are going to see the winter season where, as such, our demand for Paradol is also on the lower side. So how do you see this, navigating through this, if you can help us?
So, Nikhilji, three things you have touched on, if I've understood you right. One is the gas. As I mentioned, on a cost front, gas doesn't directly hit us because electricity is what we use. We don't use gas. But gas is used severally by consumers around Europe for their heating purposes. And because of gas price going up, all other costs are going up, so inflations are high, and therefore that's having a negative sentiment to the demand scenario. Now, coming to shutdowns, we are absolutely monitoring this on a close way. We will, for instance, this week now, as I'm sitting on Thursday and Friday, we have switched off our plant in Coatesville, and all our blue-collar workers are sitting at home on these 2 days. Let's talk of Austria. We are absolutely full on orders in Austria, and therefore there is no reason for a shutdown for Austrian plant, which is making the wood and engineered wood. So we will monitor this on a regular basis. Yes, you're right. Quarter three is weak. So for Paradol, quarter two is the weakest in the whole year. Quarter three is slightly better, but December is weak because of Christmas. Then quarter four is a very good quarter, and quarter one is a very good quarter historically. So we are hoping again quarter four, the recovery will happen after winters, and there will be huge pent-up demand once the recovery happens because people are waiting to buy. They are just wait and watch on how the winter goes through. We are also very sensitive to the demand, and we will be taking all needs that are needed to save on cost, including shortening the production cycle if that's needed. I hope I've answered your question.
Yes, sir. So just on the fuel cost, you mentioned that we generally use electricity, and even those prices are by close to 4x in Germany. And when we look at our power and fuel cost, on the subsidiary side, it's close to 2-2.5% of our total sales. So is it fair to assume that this has sort of also gone 4x? Or when we say that we have hedged, 60-70% of the requirement, is it at a better negotiated prices?
Yes, it is at the old prices.
So then we are getting hit only by for this remaining 20-30% of the requirement.
You're right, the direct hit. But indirect hit, as I mentioned, the freights have gone up, the sentiments in the market, therefore the sales coming down, all of that continues for everyone else. But we are favorable to others because we have hedged the electricity to a greater extent.
Understood, sir. And one last question, if I can, sir, please.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just, you know, now in terms of while, you know, 2Q is going to get impacted because of this, and we have also had an impact because of unavailability of raw material due to the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Is that part of the situation at least improving, or even the raw material part of the Parador business is still going to get impacted in the upcoming quarters?
So Nikhilji, on raw material, when we say there were two issues, one is availability, one is cost. Cost is still high and people, the suppliers are not reducing cost, rather they are going for closing their factories. That's their decision. We have been able to bring down cost a little bit, but my aspiration is to bring it down by a sharper scale, and that's what I was trying to speak of, which is what I'm monitoring personally. When you talked of availability, that's no more an issue.
Understood, sir. I'll just come back in the group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants. Please restrict to 2 questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Parin from Sage One Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, Chaudhary sir, I know, I mean, you know, times are difficult, everything, whatever's going on, but they always say, right, that opportunity lies in crisis. So when things are going bad and, you know, around, there must be a lot of these other competitors or some other segment altogether which you were earlier interested into. And with a strong balance sheet that you have right now, you see a scope of some more inorganic opportunity, whether in the same segment or different, and where you can probably up the time for your $1 billion target that you're looking out for?
So very interesting question. And I must say my hunger for $1 billion continues and gets even more every day. So we will bridge the gap. Even though situations are difficult. Today's call was more about the present transient operational crisis that we are going through in Europe, and rather than waiting for the quarter to end and then the results to be out and then coming back and speaking to all of you, I rather thought, like we have the policy of transparency, it's best that you know what is happening in your company. And more so from India, we only contemplate what's happening in Europe. It's best that someone amongst you, which is I, spend time in Europe and give you that impression. So this call was on that. But I will still answer your question. The question is very relevant. As I said, we have already jumped into construction chemical as a new vertical in India. So now in India, apart from roofing, Building Solutions is doing very strong and good. Last quarter, you would have seen a margin of 14% in Building Solutions. And we are hoping that we will, of course, quarter one was very, very good. So we are hoping as quarter three, quarter four comes up, Building Solutions will do even better. We are strengthening that segment by new acquisition that you have heard of for blocks and also the new plant for boats and panels are coming up. Boats is already operational in Orissa. Panels will be operational in next 2 quarters. So we are strengthening that segment. Pipes, our aspiration doesn't go down at all. We are going through terrible times in pipes as an industry, quarter one and quarter two, which all of you know about. But this is transient. We have now come to a situation where PVC can't go down anything much. So definitely there will be an improvement in quarter three, quarter four for pipes that I can pledge for. And construction chemical has started last 3 months, 4 months. We have already done 5 crore revenue in that YTD. And we will look at expanding construction chemical both organically and inorganically. And it will be a fantastic segment to dwell on. On Europe segment, I don't think we are looking at any inorganic in a hurry.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Vora, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and appreciate you taking time out and updating the investors on what is the situation. Thanks first for that. Most of the questions have been answered. Just one question is, considering the current situation, our competitors or the smaller people or the smaller business units would be definitely going through a lot more trouble, considering we have a strong balance sheet and decent cash flows. Once the tide turns, we should be coming out much more stronger. Is that a good, correct assumption and directionally right thinking?
Amitji, to answer your question, I'll thank you first of all for your question. I'll separate the answer into two segments, one being India, one being Europe. So in India, I think small or big, the competitors would do on a consolidated basis better than us because Paradore is going to bring down our consolidated results. But so far as Indian standalone is concerned, we will remain number one. So that is not going to get downed at all. There is no austerity that we are planning to take in India to curb our directional growth strategy, and that will continue absolutely. So yes, you're right. When demand comes in quarter three and quarter four, as is a regular trend in India, we will be up on speed as HIL India. Coming to Paradore, of course, if situation doesn't improve, we may have to take some structural changes in Paradore, which will not be favorable for future growth in a hurry. But I do not see that as of now, but I'll keep you informed fully, all of you informed fully from time to time on how I see Europe. We are far better than the flooring companies in Europe because of some very good management decisions we have taken here, but we are lamenting. But the company's profile fabric is absolutely in order to take the spring as soon as the demand comes back.
Understood. Yeah, my question was more to do with European operations. India, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm not worried at all. And you did touch upon the billion-dollar sales, which includes your consolidated entity. So do we change any of these timelines, or it is too early to take a call on that?
Sir, would you allow me to change the timeline? I'll ask that question to all investors, and the answer would be no. So I'm here to exactly work what the investors want me to do, and we will do it exactly that way.
Excellent, excellent. Reassuring again. Thank you so much for the call and your time, and all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, and I would really appreciate you doing this call. My first question is, you mentioned that Austria is doing well. So if you can just elaborate why that part of the business is doing well, because the energy cost, I thought, is impacting the entire Europe.
So Rajeshji, Austrian operation is doing well, what I said. That means we are full up on manufacturing, and that was what I said. The reason for that is most of engineered wood orders come from international market, international to Germany and Austria. And therefore, that particular country hunting, if I can use the word hunting, we are going to areas which are less affected. Everything is affected in Europe, but less affected than Germany and Austria. We are going to those countries hunting the orders, and most of these are engineered wood. Therefore, our backlog for engineered wood is very good to continue the plant operation, but the problems on costs are hitting Austria as well.
I see. Okay. So just to repeat what you said, in Germany, both demand and cost is an issue. In Austria, the demand is not an issue because we're getting orders from other parts of Europe that are coming into Austria, but the cost is still an issue. Is that the right way to say?
Thank you. Very well said.
Okay. And then on the Germany side, you said there's a, you used to figure 20%. I wasn't sure if that demand is 20% down from last year or from Q1. If you can just...
So demand is down by 20% from last year, is the right statement, and also from Q1. So we were very much hoping the demand pickup after summers. Summers are weak in Europe. We were hoping the demand pickup from mid of September. That hasn't happened. In the meantime, the summers have been extremely weak, and therefore we have been in trouble in July and August, which I already spoke about.
So is it fair to conclude that Q3 compared to last year for Paradol will again be a down year, given what you are just saying about the current dynamics in Europe?
Sir, if my hunters are able to help me get more volumes from greener pastures, we will try and keep Q3 better. But at the moment, with the cost structures and the sentiments, I will not be able to give you a firm commitment. Let me revisit this question when I meet you after the quarter.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, and all the best, and let's hope all your efforts pay off.
I need that more than anything, Rajeshji, and thank you very much for your comfort.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aejas Lakhani from Unifi Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chaudhary, and thanks for the call again. Much appreciated. Just want to get a sense that could you speak about the debt levels currently, and has that gone up since the previous quarter? And how do you expect own interest costs to increase for this quarter and next?
Lakhaniji, this call was only for Europe. Therefore, my apologies if I'm not ready with the numbers, but I can answer that the debt in Q2 always goes up. We borrow money in Q2. Q1 was debt-free as India. Q2, we have borrowed money. I think about 50 crore has been borrowed till now in India. But we will be able to pay back. This is cyclic in India, and we pay back by Q3, Q4.
Okay. Got it, sir. And so is only YOY down as well in the second quarter?
Sorry, your voice is clouding a bit, and we are a little away from the mic, sir.
Just a second, sir.
Is this better?
Yes.
Yeah, this is far better. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So could you just also give some color if India roofing is down YOY?
India roofing is about the same, I would say, YOY, though the sentiments in the market on prices is extremely weak. So every competitor is taking panic decisions, which I don't understand why, because their costs are also high. But we are not sinking to that level.
All right, so thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equirus Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Good afternoon, Mr. Bhulu. First of all, best wishes to the team to, you know, tide through this current challenges. And my question was more or less regarding the Europe business. So I wanted to understand, given that now the demand scenario itself is so challenging, are we rolling back some of the price increase that we had taken earlier? And secondly, on a unit profitability basis, are we able to make profit at gross level in the current scenario?
So, Shubhamji, thank you very much for your good wishes. I need it, as I said. The team needs it. Yes, a drawback on prices is evident and imminent, because when the demand goes down, you try every other area to look at, and one would be giving some discounts and opportunities for customers to come through. So yes, prices are coming down, but that's where the raw material has to be triggered more, and I mentioned that we are trying to work on that even more aggressively. On margins, I would stay away from giving the numbers, but Q2 has been extremely bad.
Got it. Understood. And in the current scenario, how are the competitors faring? Is there any chance of, you know, some competitor going out of business or something like that?
Sir, there is a overcast in Europe to talk about competitors. You are aware of the rules, but we do have a very good sense of how our competition is doing, and they are all in terrible, terrible situation.
Fair enough.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Khanna from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to understand that after this mayhem settles down, what do you think, you know, would be the first step or the strategy for HIL to recoup the lost business or to capture the highest incremental share of the incremental demand or the pent-up demand that would come up, especially focusing on Europe? And then what is the progress on the Chinese JV? Is there any mitigation effect from the Chinese JV for the European business?
Thank you, Mohitji. Good afternoon to you as well. We have converted crisis into opportunity in India. You would recall last couple of years during COVID, HIL India took all actions going granular into the market, tapping untapped areas, going into greener pastures in tier 3, tier 4 cities, using digital to map the pin codes and heat maps and everything. We have started all of that in Europe. So this has given us an opportunity for sure to help our European colleagues to sharpen their skills for hunting. And I think that's going to help us in a big way. Going to new countries, going big way to new countries and trying to poise ourselves to get orders from countries which are not so affected will help us in this penetration route when the pent-up comes up. When the pent-up comes up, if we have destroyed the fabric of Parador, it will be difficult to come back. But if we can sustain Parador to go through this situation in the next maybe one or two quarters as situation may improve from my estimate is from February, March, you know, we will be absolutely there to reap it up. So our stance for Parador for 350 million top line, that means doubling from here in the next 3 years, does not change.
Right. And the Chinese JV, is there any...
The Chinese JV, sorry, I didn't ask that. So China is still closed in many ways. Travelings are not allowed. And that's something that has not taken up as much. We have, in the meantime, opened up 42 POS in China, but the footfalls are low, so the requirements haven't shaken up. But I'm going to speak to them very soon to find out ways to excite this.
And the last one, if I may squeeze in. So you say that if you do get orders from greener pastures, you know, you would get back on the production and the manufacturing front. So in that sense, how is Middle East strategy? What is our Middle East strategy? And what you also spoke about, I guess, South Africa. So if you could just throw more light, how big these markets are and what is your outlook on that?
Middle East was a good market before COVID. We went through a tough time in Middle East where construction slowed down. But I'm picking up that situation is improving. So we have sent a team there to especially look at Middle East. I'm hoping to get a response from them. But I hear that we have located a very good partner there who can support us. So. I'll throw some more light in the next couple of months to you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And best of luck to you and team.
Thank you so much. Appreciate this.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. And I'll hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for being patient and coming forward and listening to this call. The intention was clear and simple to carry you and give you all impressions of the company that you care for. And I hope I have been genuine to that and transparent to that. If you believe situation is really bad and it's worrying you, believe me, we are on the ground. The differential between any other manufacturer in Europe and us would be we from India know how to manage challenges, and you can rest assured on that. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a nice weekend ahead, and Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. On behalf of HIL Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.